The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We are back on The Week in Philly, and one of the most popular chefs in Philadelphia is featured on a popular Netflix show. KYW's Connor Barkon joins us now with more. And Connor, first of all, tell us about the chef and the restaurant.
The restaurant's called Kalia. It's a fairly young, authentic Thai food restaurant. Owner Nook Santaranan opened up shop in 2019. Back then, it was in South Philadelphia, but the operation moved near the intersection of Frankfurt Ave and West Palmer Street in Fishtown in 2022. Nook is an amazing person to speak with. She's passionate about everything that she does, and she has a lot of pride about Thai cuisine.
Thai food is always been known as cheap takeout, nothing more than $17. That's not my food, too, because what is beyond food is people who make food. They need to make a living. They deserve to get paid well.
And what's the name of the TV show? As someone who doesn't watch a lot of what you kids call mainstream television, what's it called?
So this is Netflix's Chef's Table. I mean, what they do is season by season, episode by episode, they focus on a particular chef all across the globe. I've seen episodes that are in South America and some that are in the West Coast of the United States. They look at a particular chef, look at the background, look at how those chefs translate experiences that they've had in their life onto the plate. It's a pretty remarkable show, and some very notable chefs have been featured.
So the show is her life story. Does it focus on the restaurant? Is it a combination of both?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to tell the story of the restaurant or any of the food that Nook cooks, you have to tell the story of how she grew up and the story of her life. Her episode is inspirational. It is emotional. She talks about her upbringing in southern Thailand. She talked about the sometimes problematic relationship with her father. We learn a lot about Nook's mother, whom she named the restaurant after. She says that her mother was a strong person. Her mother had been through a lot, and her mother is still with her. She's able to give her a chance to highlight food that she made and she ate growing up, and it's fine dining.
So how did she get started serving Thai food?
Nook helped her mother make and sell curry paste when she was a child. She needed to do that to help bring in money to help settle some of her father's gambling debts. So Nook and her siblings, after school, they would clean lemongrass and they would mash up chilies and create this curry paste that the family would then sell to bring in an income. After that, she was hired as a flight attendant. She traveled around the world. She came to America in 1992. She reminded me that I was 2 years old at the time when she came to America. It's kind of what it's like talking to her. She's quick to rib you, but it's from a place of love. And when she came to America, she started to make Thai food and hand it out to her friends. Eventually, she went to culinary school later in life, opened up her restaurant in 2019, and the accolades have been pouring in ever since. Nook says her restaurant is the epitome of Thai fine dining.
If you think you have the budget of $50 per person and you can come to Thai fine dining, you're totally wrong, because there's nothing that, you know, make me different than Mark Vetri or any white chef in Philadelphia.
Nook told me anyone who wants to eat at Kalia better make a reservation, because the restaurant is growing in popularity.
Oh, I can only imagine once you're focused on a show like this that it just goes through the roof. It's like being on, you know, for a different avenue, but being on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, like, it just changes life. People, you become a appointment destination. You become somebody comes to Philadelphia just to go to your restaurant.
Absolutely. You can call it a chef's table bump. You know, she will see that Netflix bump. She's already seen it from the James Beard Award. And, you know, days after learning that she won the James Beard Award for Best Chef Mid-Atlantic in 2023, days later, she learned that she would be the subject of this documentary. And most people are not the subject of a documentary. It's an emotional experience. She has to reflect back in her life. As I mentioned, she has at times had a turbulent relationship with her father. She's taken that relationship and translated it to the plate. Her father's, one of her father's favorite dishes was goat curry. She says that it was so spicy. She remembers him eating it, and it would be so spicy. And she sort of saw a connection there between the spiciness of that goat curry and the sometimes turbulent relationship that she's had with her father. It's beautiful how a chef can look at their life and tell a story on a plate without really mentioning what happened to them in their life.
Do you enjoy Thai food?
I love Thai food. I am curious whether or not Nook would call the Thai food that I'm eating authentic. She's very critical of some of the Thai food that Americans have gotten used to eating. She said to me that you have an option of green curry, red curry, and yellow curry when you go to Thai restaurants. And she said Thai cuisine is so much more than that.
I asked you if you like Thai food. Do you have a favorite dish? Because I sense an article of shame coming from you after talking to her, as if you feel like now your Thai palate is not up to standard.
No, I mean, no shame at all. I mean, you know, I love to eat food. I'm not a food critic. I love drunken noodles. I love a peanut satay. It's still good food, right? Like, I'm not here to knock food that anyone else eats. Although I will say I have a reservation coming up in December, and I cannot wait to try some of this food that I've heard so much about.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Connor. KYW's Connor Barkon joining us, and we will have more of The Week in Philly coming your way in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.